So welcome. Welcome everybody. Really good to see you all. And I really want to invite you into this day of practice where we're going to be looking at this theme of joy. This profoundly human experience that is available to all without limit. Joy does not depend on your age, on your gender, on your social class, on your sexuality. Doesn't depend on your race, your religion, your health. Doesn't depend on how wealthy you are or on your level of education. It's our birthright as a human being on this earth to feel joy, to know joy. And we'll explore this theme together through practices and teachings today that seek to illuminate the true sources of joy and happiness. And it would be really good to just get a sense of who's here today. So if you consider yourself new to meditation, perhaps you could just raise your hand. Great, thank you. And if this is your first time at Gaia House, maybe you could raise your hand. Great, welcome everybody. And so I really want to invite you all to really be here and to know that you're really welcome just as you are, with your own heart, with your own mind. All those of you who are experienced, those of you who are new, whatever conditions are present in your life. We don't want to try and be somewhere else other than where we are. That doesn't really work. We need to start right here, in this moment, with this body, with this mind, and be willing to stay here, to meet whatever arises, to be close to our experience, to be intimate with our experience. And that can be the hardest thing, particularly when we don't like what's happening to us. So for today, we're practicing as a community here together, supported by the coordinators and the staff, and supported most of all by our interest in this theme of joy and our desire to know it more fully. In our lives, we are always in relationship. We are always in relationship with each other, with our experience, with the planet. So joy is a very relational quality. It doesn't arise completely on its own. And so I want to invite you now to take a look around the room, to turn round and look behind you if you're at the front, to see these other beings in the room with you who've gathered here today, interested in this theme. See if you can see everybody that's in the room. Take a moment, linger. See what happens when you meet their eyes. Notice what arises in your heart, how your face responds. Maybe you notice a happiness, maybe a shyness. See if you can just let your experience be whatever it is, without judging it. So what is joy? I'm going to start by speaking various words into the room that are associated with joy. And they all have different resonances, they will feel different to you. So sense what happens to you in your body, in your mind, when you hear these words. And just be curious about your experience. You can't be having a wrong experience. So, start with joy. Notice what happens when you hear that word. Delight. Pleasure. gratitude, wonder. Appreciation, happiness, enjoyment, bliss, elation, gladness, rapture. In the teachings of the Buddha, joy is a quality of heart and mind and an important component of our psychological and emotional well-being. And it's the capacity that we have for joy, for gentle joy, for infectious joy, which is the result of kindness and compassion. Without joy in our lives, things can seem a little flat. And the Pali word for joy, Pali is the language that the Buddha's teachings were originally recorded in. The Pali word is mudita, M-U-D-I-T-A. This is a little difficult to translate, often translated as appreciative joy. But it carries a sense of soft-heartedness, of tenderness, of gentleness and of open-heartedness. It's a joy that resources the heart and mind to really work with and be present for what is difficult in our lives. But this is a joy which is inwardly generated rather than coming from elsewhere, rather than being dependent on sense gratification or an ego or getting what we want. Joy comes from opening, from connecting, from perceiving beauty and developing our capacity to turn towards the beautiful and the lovely. So in this way of being, we are reconditioning our hearts and minds to step out of habitual ways in which we see ourselves, in which we see others and the world, and to intentionally notice what is lovely, what is beautiful, and to give more attention to joy. And the specific quality of joy that this day is focused on is the third Brahma Vihara, the third divine abode, or heavenly abode, or dwelling place that the Buddha spoke about. And just very briefly, some of you will be familiar with these, but the four Brahma Viharas, these four divine abodes, are loving kindness, a deep friendliness towards ourselves and others, compassion, a resonance and response to the suffering in ourselves and others, appreciative joy, the resonance with the happiness in oneself and others, and equanimity, a resonance with the stillness, silence, and peacefulness that we can know. And they all share the same qualities. They are boundless, they are inexhaustible, they are limitless. And they are mutually supportive of each other. They don't arise alone. And yet we can discern, we can discriminate them from each other. And they really lubricate the heart and mind on our journey to awakening. So these four qualities are ones which are naturally arising in an awakened heart. They are both a cultivation, something we can develop through our practice and our understanding, and they are a fruit of our practice. They are an outcome. And there's a 14th century Tibetan saying which I think really captures how these qualities relate to each other. So I'm just going to read it. It says, out of the soil of friendliness grows the beautiful flower of compassion. Sheltered under the cool tree of equanimity and watered by tears of joy. These qualities are the expression of a free heart, a heart that is untinged by pettiness, by judgment, by consumptive gratification, or a feeling of not having things the way we want them to be. One of the teachers here at Gaia House, Martin Aylward, he describes these different qualities as flavours of love that we experience both physically and energetically. Loving kindness is the love that cares, the radiant heart. Compassion is the love that responds, the undefended heart. Appreciative joy is the love that delights, champagne in the heart. And equanimity is the love that allows, a wide open heart. And maybe on hearing all of that, you get the sense of, oh, my heart's really closed. I'm not very loving. Or I'm completely calm, I'm completely open, I'm completely open-hearted. Whatever your experience is, don't judge this. So we're going to spend the day in silence mostly. And before we do that, I'm going to invite us into a short activity together. So I'm going to ask you, I know you've all carefully arranged your seats, but I'm going to ask you to shuffle, move, adjust yourselves so you can be in groups of three. So if you can just do that, and then I'll describe what we're going to do next. So just find the people nearest you. And if you can, if you're on a chair, maybe you could sit on the floor, or maybe other people could find the chair if you need to be on a chair. But just try and get close to each other and be in a three. And put your hand up if you're not in a three. Okay. So it looks like you three could... Okay. Are there any other people not in a three? Yeah, there's somebody behind you. So maybe you can make two pairs. Would that be okay? Anybody else not in a three? So you're each going to take a minute or two to share with your partners your response to a question which I'll give you in a moment. And when it comes to your turn to speak, begin by saying your name, saying whatever response comes to the question when I ask it. And then after a minute or two, I will ring the bell and then we'll come back into silence. And then the second person will speak. And then we'll do a final round for the third person. So if you are the person speaking, this isn't a performance, you don't need to entertain. You need to breathe, that's the really important thing. You don't have to fill all of the time, you don't have to take up all of the space, you don't have to be interesting. Allow your words to arise in their own time. Stay close to your experience. It may take you a while to contact your own response, to find the words that resonate with the question. This is for your own exploration. This may be easy for you, it may be hard. If you're unsure, say that you're unsure. And if you're listening, listen with your whole body. This isn't just with the ears, with the mind. And again, stay with your own experience. Just hold the space for your partners and remain silent. You don't need to nod, you don't need to encourage, you don't need to draw people out. And sense in your heart, can you appreciate what this person is saying, what their own experience of joy is? So just checking in your groups, the person with the longest hair will go first. So... hopefully that's not too complicated. Then the person with the next longest hair will go second, and then the person with the shortest hair will go last. Saves all that negotiation. So when it is your turn, remember, say your name, and then whatever you want to say in response to the question. So the question is, what brings you joy? Off you go. Coming back into silence. And then the person with the next longest hair. Take your turn. remembering to breathe, taking a moment. So if you're in a pair, you can just take another minute each in this final round. For those of you in a three, the third person, it's now your turn. What brings you joy? Yeah, let's just hear from three or four people in the room. What brings you joy? Just raise your hand and then share what you want to share. Please. Simplicity. Thank you. Yeah, connecting with people in this kind of environment which feels safe, is that right? Thank you. Connecting with people. Thank you.
Singing in a choir.
Singing in a choir. So I didn't hear the first word.
Witnessing
other people's kindness. Thank you. Please. Sorry?
Dogs.
Nature, yeah. Yeah, I heard the bird song very early this morning outside my window and it was beautiful. Thank you.
Dancing,
thank you. Somebody once asked an elderly monk, why do you practice? And his reply was, to notice the purple flowers that grow by the side of the road. We don't have to have foreign holidays or expensive cars or to really be present with our experience. Yeah, joy is a way of looking. Often we get so caught up in the difficulty of our lives that cultivating joy can seem more like, how do I get rid of all the things I don't like? How do I organize my life so nothing troublesome intrudes? How do I avoid what is difficult, painful, or heavy? And the implication of looking at our lives in that way is that once I've got rid of X, Y, Z, then I can be happy, then I can experience joy. As though joy is on the other side, just out of sight, just out of reach. And so our meditation practice, or our life actually, we can sometimes see as a process of getting through or wading through all of what is difficult. But instead, can we incline our hearts and minds towards joy? Can we give attention and attend to beauty? In this way of seeing, the path is non-linear. We don't have to get from here to somewhere else in order to experience joy. We are so conditioned to think in linear terms that we sometimes forget the immediacy of our experience, the bird song at 5:30 a.m. This way of conceiving of life in terms of a linear path in time and space limits our capacity to be truly awake, truly alive for the here and now. And it limits our capacity to experience joy, because we postpone our ability to know joy to some point in the future when we've worked through an endless list of issues. And it's not that our psychological material, our patterning and our hurt doesn't need to be attended to or worked through. Joy is a great support for the heart, for a heart that wants to return to its less wounded, less hurt state. A heart that is open, connected, inwardly nourished, and also nourishing. So our ability to perceive beauty in all manner of things is so important. Slowing down, becoming more mindful, having a sense of presence that we are actually here, and getting more sensitive to our capacity to perceive and know beauty. And in the world of Dharma and Dharma teachings, this word Dharma can often, well, can either refer to the teachings of the Buddha or to the way things are. And there's an important word that is helpful here, slightly complicated Pali word, sanditiko, S-A-N-D-I-T-T-H-I-K-O. But it translates as visible in the here and now, or recognizable in the here and now. And this points to the immediacy of Dharma practice, the non-linearity of Dharma practice. That joy can be seen and known in the here and now, rather than on the other side of all our life's issues. We don't need to leave ourselves and seek joy somewhere out there. Joy does not exist simply as a state of mind. It can be consciously developed and embodied, infused into our way of being, into our way of relating to ourselves, to others, and to the planet, and to all experience. And as we orient towards this quality, we can feel joy for the good fortune of another, rather than being envious or jealous. We can also enjoy our own good fortune, and we can appreciate many different things. So the simplicity and the silence of days like this at Gaia House really make it much easier for us to notice these qualities when they arise. And sometimes we will notice their opposites. We might notice sadness or pain or loss. But the silence that we agree to keep here during this day is a really important aspect of how we can support the arising of joy. And during this day, we want to keep things simple, where there are fewer tasks, fewer choices, limited entertainment, no TV. We just have this regular schedule of sitting and walking, which, if you've seen, is on the board outside in the hallway. And we get to see something that is often invisible to us in the busyness of our everyday life. We don't often rest or relax when we look for joy outside of ourselves. We get caught up in the activity of seeking. So, the simplicity in the way that we are here today really supports us in meeting ourselves and meeting our experience in a way that brings understanding and insight. It allows more space for joy to arise. And so the way that we all hold the space here today for each other, by not looking at our phones, by not talking, by not engaging each other in eye contact, allows us to have our own experience and allows others to have theirs. But please, if your eyes happen to meet another person and they smile, smile back. This is, in one sense, a serious endeavour that we're committing to something for the day, and we want to be human. Some of you may be familiar with a way of practice in cultivating the Brahma Viharas that uses phrases. And although we won't be using them today in a structured way, I want to share with you the traditional phrase for cultivating joy, appreciative joy, which is, may your good fortune increase and never leave you. May your good fortune increase and never leave you. And in the formal way of using these phrases, we say this to ourselves over and over again. And we offer these phrases to all beings, different categories of beings. But I also wanted to share a slightly longer saying, which I think really sums up the attitude of heart and mind that we're cultivating here. How wonderful you are in your being. I delight that you are here. I take joy in your good fortune. May your happiness continue. So the way we meet our experience has a profound effect on us. Very often we meet our experience with grasping and aversion. We want more of what we like and less of what we don't like. My encouragement today is to adopt an attitude of appreciation for the people that are around you, for the care that is shown to us here at Gaia House, for the beauty of the nature, the silence of the countryside. And can we consciously and intentionally turn towards beauty, whether that is the breath, whether that is the environment, whether it's the food at lunchtime, the silence. You may have noticed the little notes in different places around the house, you know, giving us information. These are done with such care. Some of them have been here over 20 years that I know of. So mindfulness is present, is pleasant. Being present for your breath, being present for your body, being present for your experience, rather than trying to change it. The nature of breath is pleasant. In every moment, therefore, there is the possibility of pleasant experience. And that doesn't mean you're going to get it in every single moment, but the possibility is there. So can we lean in towards what is beautiful, what is pleasant, what is lovely? Because in doing so, we prime our perception to notice these qualities, and they take up more space within us. And so three qualities that really support the arising of joy. Firstly, relaxation. To really invite your mind and your body to relax as much as possible for you. Second is an attitude of kindness, to really be willing to be with your experience, to not reject it for any reason. And thirdly, being fully immersed in your experience. So my encouragement is to be here lightly, gently, lovingly, towards yourself, towards others, towards the world. To be really deeply interested in your experience, whatever it is. And to be here softly in body, speech and mind. So let's have a short sitting together. So just find a comfortable yet upright posture. And just taking a few breaths right where you are. Allowing your shoulders to drop. Allowing your belly to be soft and full. Breathing out into your arms, into your legs. Really landing on the cushion or the chair. We are all infinitely sensitive, infinitely deep, infinitely awake, simply breathing and knowing that you're breathing. Feeling the movement of the breath in the body. Breathing in, sensitive to the entire body. Breathing out, sensitive to the entire body. thoughts will come and go. Keep your awareness with the body, with the breathing. Softening, opening, landing. Simply breathing in and breathing out. And when you notice your mind has taken you elsewhere, finding your own way to unhook, to come back to this body, this breath. To come back to this living, breathing, human organism that you are. So we're going to do some walking practice now. And I'll give some instructions for that if you're not familiar with it. But I really invite you to bring some lightness to the walking practice as well. To bring your presence and maybe begin with a gentle smile at the start of your walking path. Sensing your whole body and feeling the movement of the whole body. And so you just need to find a path about 10 paces long. You can either go outside on the front lawn or in the gardens round here, or there's a walking room if you want to stay indoors. And just to stand at the start of your walking path, to be relaxed and to really allow yourself to feel your feet on the ground. And to breathe. And then just to slowly walk. Doesn't have to be ultra slow, but in a way that you can really feel yourself landing in each step, feeling the contact of your feet with the floor, feeling the movement of your body. And then when you get to the end of your walking path, turning round and repeating. Buddha's instructions on walking practice were simply to walk and know that you're walking. So, did somebody volunteer to ring the bell? Thank you. Could you, ring it at 8 minutes past? Great, thank you. Sorry? Oh, you got your list, great. Thank you, yeah. It may change occasionally, so I'll, Thank you. So, enjoy your practice and I'll see you back in here later on.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.